Welcome back to Build Your Empire, where today we are joined by Annie Mee Dikate. And I'm pretty sure I got that amazing, gorgeous name correct. And Annie, thank you so much for being here. I know you have an amazing story to share with us about business and your journey and what it's all looked like for you. So I would love for listeners to be able to get a bird's eye view of how it all started for you. I know that you speak about the leadership, the accountable ethos, which I would love for you to share more today about what that looks like. But I know that you really pride yourself on mentoring people, a simple philosophy, you know, that can be adopted for anybody when they desire to own their life. And I know that most people that step into business, that's kind of what they're looking into doing, right?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate you contacting me and asking me to be here. Right. And I definitely believe, you know, that accountable ethos is the solution to basically all the problems that you have, not only in business, so also in relationships. Yeah. And as we all know, you know, business is relationships. Nothing is just a separate component. It all fits together. It's all puzzle pieces that bring the whole together, right?
Yeah.
But to answer your question, who am I? I'm actually originally from Belgium. And I started off working as a flight attendant, believe it or not.
Perfect. It does suit you. Now I'm looking at you. I'm like, yes, yes.
Two doors at the front, two overwing exits.
Exit out the back.
Exactly. And believe it or not, all these areas that I've worked in have really played a part in where I am today. And I think I would like to say that for all the listeners as well, nothing is wasted time. Nothing is a wasted relationship. And whatever you do, there's always a lesson in that. And I know that you are a big fan of Tony Robbins as well. And so am I. And he says that as well. You know, life happens for you, not to you. So I've embraced all these things that, you know, came my way. So first I worked in aviation and that gave me the opportunity to live all over the world. So in the US, all over Europe. Then I made my way. I lived in Africa briefly as well, which gave me an insight of poverty. And, you know, we have choices. That's also something that I want to share. And I think that's a huge thing for people in business or whatever the problem is. We have choices because we live in a first world country. And sometimes we might not see that we have choices. It looks like we are completely stuck. But if you are in a third world country, you don't really have that many choices.
Yeah, that's right.
And so then I made my way to Asia, and there I worked in sales and staff training. And then I accidentally came to Australia, and I loved it. And I thought the energies, right?
Yeah. And
also, as Australia is, I mean, having seen the world, Australia has so many opportunities for business. It's incredible, you know?
Yeah, wow. That's so amazing. So probably listeners can hear my phone going off. I literally just threw it across the room because I was like, I can't turn it off. And people always ring at the most amazing times, don't they? So look, you know, moving on from there, I know that you have been featured in several magazines as well, Brains Magazine, Baked, and Scope, and you became a best-selling author with your how-to book, which is called The Couple Code. Now, obviously, you know, you need discipline to be able to execute on those types of things. So when you speak about, you know, the accountability that we need, how do you feel people can work on that? I know the difference between somebody having the success and not is usually the doing. It's the doing the do in between. What sort of, you know, information or what sort of feedback could you give for people listening that are struggling to do the do every day?
Well, it's an absolutely fantastic question. I love it. Well, it starts small. And I would say, look at all areas of your life, as in what is the biggest issue, and always work on your weaknesses. I mean, I really dislike that word. It's actually improvement areas, right? Because when you go to a job interview or you hire people, I'm always mindful when I hire a team member, you know, I don't really say, what are your weaknesses? What are the things you want to work on, right? And always, I'm a strong believer in positive vocabulary, and I teach that as well in Accountable Ethos, because that already lifts your energy levels, and that is very important. So looking at, you know, your improvement area, there is always one thing that you can do to improve. Example, you are in a room and a room is a little bit of a mess. So what do? You just sit there and stare at it? No, you start rearranging things till, you know, they are more in order, and they are, you know, put books with books and jars with jars. And it's exactly the same. And it is actually when you do that, you make space in your mind for new energy to come in and new ideas that you will need to move forward with what you are stuck with. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it's like the taking the steps to declutter not only whatever you can see, but the space in your head as well. And I never really used to understand this. I'm go, 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 go all the time. So what I realized, and we try and really share this a lot inside this podcast, is, you know, slowing down to speed up. And when somebody first said that to me, I was like, that's insane. Why would you do that? Why would you slow down, right? But, you know, I've come to realize over the years that the slowing down allows for the clarity, you know, so that all of those thoughts and all of the craziness can clear, so you can then refocus, retarget, and off you go again, usually stronger than the first time. So explain to me a little bit about the accountability ethos and what that looks like to people.
So accountable ethos is a lifestyle. So it's not something that you, you know, it's just not one tool. It's many different tools. So it can be applied in all different areas. And I wanted to highlight that as well. My company was initially called Accountability Expert. And at one stage, I came to, you know, the realization that it was much more than that. It was not just one somebody teaching other people how to apply accountability in all areas of their life to have their dream life. It was a philosophy that can be, you know, adopted by anyone that is willing to improve in, for example, health, in business. And some areas you will see quicker results than others. So it is a way of thinking, and it starts with taking radical self-responsibility. And what does that mean? Because it's a beautiful phrase, but how do you do that? So it's really, as you said, taking time to sit with yourself. And it doesn't need to be long, because let me tell you, I don't sit with myself for long. I just say to myself, Anami, now you're going to sit here, you take a white piece of paper, a pen, and you're going to write down what are the things you want to work on. And then here is the golden nugget. Is that really true how I see the situation?
Because
so many people, they see a situation, but is that really true? And I know there is only one truth, but sometimes the truth might look different for you than for someone else, because it all depends on your consciousness level, your awareness, your openness to reality, to be able to see where you are at. And what I also say with accountable ethos, and when I work with clients, and that can be in relationships, can be for business, can be for, you know, the self-improvement to do better in life, which is where you should start, right? It is, what is the truth for you? And look at life, how it really is. What is? Not the story that you are telling, how it is. And that in itself might take some time to uncover and to really see, you know, oh my God, this is really what's going on. And only when you see that, that is when you can, you know, start taking steps forward and create solutions, because the next step is solution-based thinking and then actioning. Action. Not just go in wild and take action, because you might be taking the wrong action.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think so often people get, like you said, caught up in the story, you know, because the story keeps us safe. The story keeps us playing small, which is what our brain is, you know, wired to do, is it not? It's keep you safe, keep you in a position where we don't really step outside our comfort zone, because that's out of the norm. And I know that I worked this out early on in business, that on the other side of that feeling of uncertainty and fear and, you know, is growth, and is, you know, amazing things are just on the other side of that feeling. So in business, obviously for yourself, myself, and many people listening, depending on what type of business they're in, what I see a lot of is people who are scared to invest in their growth. What kind of information or feedback could you give people who are looking at making an investment in their business, or they understand they need to make an investment, but the fear is there because maybe the money isn't there? You know, it's just not there. There isn't a way to get their hands on those type of financials that they may need to invest in the next step. How can somebody take radical responsibility for that and completely change the outcome?
I absolutely love this question, because I had this conversation this morning with a client. Yes. How can somebody do that? Well, firstly, let me say I have invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in myself. And that's why I'm confident today to mentor people, because I have not only invested a lot in the knowledge, in different tools, different philosophies on how to learn more about myself, business, relationships, etc. But I also have the life experience to back it all up, because how did I start learning was simply because life threw me, you know, dealt me a bad hand. And I was very curious of, firstly, why is this happening? Which is kind of a little bit of a waste of time, because it's more like, you know, what is life showing me here? What do I need to learn?
What's the lesson?
If you dwell on the why, you know, you will be dwelling forever. Yeah. But going back to your question, so life will show you things, and then it's up to you to take action. So you can either stay in that comfort zone that you were talking about, or you take action. And to be honest, like, my life would never be the way it is today if I had not invested in myself.
Yeah.
And you can start, like, let me tell you, I didn't always have, you know, the wealth that I have today, or the amazing lifestyle, or the time that, because now I'm in charge of my time. I select the clients that I want to work with. So I feel very blessed, but I didn't fall on the top of the mountain, you know, like, it was, you know, a whole process to get there. And I'm grateful, because another thing, if things happen too easy, too easily, there is no gratitude, or a different kind of gratitude. So how can you invest? Start with a book. If you don't have money, or you don't have the money for a $5,000 course or a $10,000 coach, or, I mean, it doesn't even need to be that expensive, start with a book. Start reading books, and you place yourself in different energy. You will automatically gravitate towards different people, towards different jobs, towards different opportunities that might give you, or like will give you, the money or the finances to be able to invest.
Yeah. But so true. It's about who sits at your table.
Oh, 100%.
I, you know, one of the moments I think for me in business was, you know, what I thought was a hand that had been dealt to me that literally brought me to my knees, but ended up being one of the best gifts. And some people that I loved so dearly were ripped out of my life. And, you know, for a while there, I was like, oh my God, you know, how could somebody do that to me? Blah, blah, right? Blame, shame, justify, victim mentality. me. And I remember somebody saying to me, and still to this day, I cannot remember who said it. It was like it was one of those people that came in, breezed in, said what they needed to say, and that was it. And she said to me, Mel, these people can't go where you're heading. And I thought, wow. Now, looking back on something like that, I just think, geez, that's exactly why I stayed in that mindset for so long, was because I was playing small, if you will, with who was sitting at my table due to loyalty. And I think this is something that I see a lot of, and you can probably back this as well, is that a lot of people, due to loyalty, will listen to what everybody else has to say. And that will then help them, or, you know, that will then hinder their next decisions. And, you know, I'm going to put it out there. Some people are going to have a go at this, but it's in a lot of cases husbands. Yeah. And I'm sure it's wives as well, where, you know, somebody has a vision, or they get excited about a new opportunity, or they want to get a coach, or they want to take that next step. But due to the lack of growth from the other party, whether that's male or female, potentially that person's not going to take the step that they need to, because why do we need to spend the money? That's not going to work. You didn't do the work last time, you know, X, Y, Z. So, you know, I think it's so common that we hand over our power.
Oh, but absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head there, Mel, because I was married before, and like now I'm happily married, love my husband to bits. We are a real synergy. We lift each other, we drive each other, we challenge each other. But as a couple, that is so important that you, you know, you push yourself and you push the other person, and you keep on, you know, not giving advice, because then it's like, oh, you're nagging me, but you say, hey, yeah, I have this perspective. Would you mind sharing that? Would you mind that I share that with you? And then you can see it from a different daylight.
It's communication, isn't it? It's like the positive communication.
Absolutely. Always. Because communication is something that if you communicate in a relationship, it's impossible to have the relationship break down. But in my first marriage, I was actually, and I've never really said that in a podcast or said that ever.
Oh, we love the juicy stuff. We love it.
I stayed in that marriage because to me, integrity is such an important, it's actually one of my core values. And I had promised this man that I would be with him through good days and bad days. And, you know, all the blah, blah, blah that we say.
Yes.
And then I was thinking, you know, I cannot leave, because then people are going to think, oh my God, this woman is a liar.
Yeah. And,
but it was I was in such a bad state physically, mentally, and emotionally that I knew if I did not leave, it would probably be another two years for me, and I would not be on this earth anymore. And I knew that I had so much more to give. Yeah. So I broke my promise and I left. And that is where my self-development journey started. And
do you think you broke your promise, or do you think you stopped buying into the story?
Absolutely. It was just a story, because the promise I made was to stand behind my integrity, but this broke my integrity with him. You know what I mean? So my own integrity, I was standing in my power, because I didn't want to be, you know, faking it that my relationship was amazing, because who am I then as an example for society?
Exactly. And I feel that on so many levels. And, you know, I think raising daughters at the moment for me, this is definitely, you know, something that is hard, because you don't want to show them to settle, but you also don't want to show them, you know, that you're going to meet several people, right? So there's this dance that kind of has to happen between, like you said, standing in your power for what it is that you want and what it is that you stand for and the type of person that you want to attract into your life, you know, compared to it going the other way. So, you know, I think there's so many lessons that we don't see in the moment, you know, but other people look at it differently. And the day that I stopped caring what people people thought was the day that I took all the power back. And still to this day, you know, it doesn't matter to me what people say or how they say it, or, you know, because most of the time it's a reflection on themselves and what they're going through. So I know that a lot of people struggle with, you know, business and the daily happenings of business, because we were born and bred to think that business is hard. You work hard for money. So obviously this is shifting in such a massive way, especially in the online space. We're seeing people earning hundreds, millions of dollars, and they have more time now than they've ever had. How do you help somebody break that mindset of doing it the old way?
It's just asking the right questions. Mm. And, you know, like actually I was working with somebody who's transitioning from being, she has quite a responsible job in a bank.
Yes.
And, you know, like going to, you know, completely into her own business. And I said to her, well, you don't need to, you know, say in the bank, boom, thank you very much for my $250,000 salary.
Yeah.
Which also looks good on paper, because that's another thing that I want to point out. Mm. People believe when they work for someone, it's security. Yeah. Let me tell you, right now in 2022, security is a word that should be taken out of the dictionary. Security is just something, a feeling that you create within your own nervous system to keep yourself neutral and move forward. That's all it is. Nobody can give you security. You create it yourself.
Yeah, but you know what's even funnier? Because I think often our sense of security actually isn't even our own. I know for me, success meant the big house, the nice car, but I didn't know where that came from. Because that actually wasn't mine. That was my mom's. That's what her idea of success was. So isn't it funny that even probably some of the traits that we're carrying around, of the thought patterns that we're running of what success looks like, that's not even ours. But we still stick to it.
Absolutely true. And you just need to, like with everything in life, you know, a baby is born and, you know, it starts first, you know, just to find its surroundings. It discovers, oh, I can see, oh, I can hear. And then it starts crawling, and then slowly, slowly, everyone is different, because there is not a manual for a baby. Exactly this day it's going to start walking. Yeah. That is something to keep in mind. You are a very unique individual. Mm. So nothing is going to happen exactly the same as your neighbor or your sister. Yeah. So, and everything is a step-by-step process. And certain people need to go through certain phases longer than others. And that's exactly coming back to the transitioning from working for someone. $250,000 on paper looks very nice, but in reality, what you get in your hand after tax, is that still that beautiful? And then, you know, like if you slowly, slowly start with your business, then your business will build. And because you still have the confidence of the money coming in through the job, and then you build your business and you can see that growing, and you build that out, you can drop the working for someone, and then you have your own business. You're in charge. You work whenever you want. You take the clients that you want, and you can create the life that you want.
Yeah. And there's that moment, isn't there, where, you know, I liken it to a seesaw, where it's like it's going to go one of two ways depending on the commitment and the decision. And, you know, the word decision meaning to cut off from all other options. And I think, you know, the difference between people making the dive and not is that in a lot of cases, you know, it may be, you know, a couple situation where there's security from his job, right? Which there's not enough pain for someone to make that jump or that transition sometimes. And, you know, I think some of the most amazing things have come from some of the hardest decisions that I've had to make. And I'm sure for you as well, you know, leaving a marriage to, despite your, you know, your integrity, you know, it's, there often is such a rainbow, right? For it to be a little bit cliche, but, you know, there is a rainbow at the end. There is a pot of gold at the end of that rainbow, usually. You know, if you trust yourself and back yourself and it aligns with your values and where you want to go, it's usually going to be a great journey, or at least it's going to teach you some things.
And also, if you believe that it's going to work, yes, it will work.
Yes.
And
yes.
And it's so true. Everything starts and ends in the mind. And I love that phrase, because if you have the slightest fear, like, you know, it might not work, it's probably not going to work. You need to go all in.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree massively. So let's leave the listeners with something to ponder on. What was one quote that you remember that has stuck with you that we could pass? That kind of made you go, wow. And it had you thinking, and it's had several different meanings to you as your business has progressed.
Well, it's a very simple quote, and I do believe everyone knows it. It's a quote by Gandhi, and he said, be the example you want to see in the world today, or be the change that you want to see in the world today. Yeah. It all starts with you, because as I say with Accountable Ethos as well, people say, you know, and I wanted to close off with a question that you asked as well. Why should I invest? People can invest in a new iPhone for $2,500 easily. Not a problem. But they will not invest in themselves. What is the biggest investment, or the best investment that you will ever make, is the investment in yourself. Yeah. The phone, you know, there will be an upgrade and an upgrade. But if you invest in yourself, you can keep upgrading yourself over and over and over. And lastly as well, you know, self-development is such a beautiful journey. It's not just taking one course and you are fixed.
Yeah.
You get so intrigued that it is kind of a research project on yourself that you will keep doing for the rest of your life. And the good thing is, you will feel better and better and better.
Yes. I love that. Thank you so much for joining us. There are so many golden nuggets in there for everybody to have a think about and to process, is that if you want to make a jump from A to Z, whatever that looks like, it comes down to the decision and the commitment that you make to getting that end result. So thank you so much, Annie Mee, for joining us on the Build Your Empire podcast.
Thank you for having me, Mel.